What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. There are restrictions on the beaches, as we've been hearing, and those restrictions putting the damper on some plans for some.
Tom Tosi, his siblings and their kids have long planned a family reunion on Long Beach Island, but with red flags up in the beach, won't be going in the water.
Yeah, not the best situation, but there's other things to do. You're here to be in the water and to soak up the sun, and unfortunately, nothing you can do about it.
50 miles to the north in Asbury Park, OEM coordinator Garrett Guyberson tells 1010 Winds.
The lifeguards will advise people when they go down to the water, you know, what they're allowed to do and not to do. Like I said, our lifeguards are on duty. They're there to protect, you know, as far as conditions and the do's and the don'ts.
Swimming is allowed for now, carefully. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Police in Queens are looking for three men who are stealing mopeds right from their owners. The NYPD says the three are responsible for at least six robberies over the past 6 weeks, the suspects approaching the riders as they're stopped and then stealing the mopeds, usually at knife point. Police are asking anyone with any information about them to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A fifth person has now died as a result of the outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in Harlem. Officials say the outbreak has now resulted in 108 cases and 5 deaths since it started weeks ago. 14 people are currently hospitalized. The news of the latest fatality comes after the final of 12 affected cooling towers in the outbreak was remediated on Friday. Officials say all 12 cooling towers in central Harlem that tested positive for live Legionella bacteria have been fully drained, cleaned, and disinfected. Police are investigating a deadly stabbing in the Morrisania section of the Bronx. Officers responding to a 911 call in front of 3322 3rd Avenue last night found 31-year-old Cottrell Dixon with a stab wound to the chest. He was rushed to Lincoln Hospital in critical condition but did not survive. So far, no arrests have been made, and police say the investigation is ongoing. An update to a story we've been covering. A Bronx man, Desean Marriott, is now facing charges after leaving a suspicious package outside the NYPD substation in Times Square. Police shut down streets between 42nd and 44th Street yesterday morning while the bomb squad investigated. They later determined there was no real threat. Marriott, a 26-year-old, was taken to a hospital for a psych evaluation before being charged with reckless endangerment, making terrorist threats, and other charges. He has a criminal history, citing 6 prior arrests for various assaults and forgeries. Well, some residents on Long Island are not too happy after the Water Authority in Suffolk County told them they better conserve water.
Damon was on the grass in front of his house pulling weeds. His community of Kings Park is one of 5 on Long Island that the Suffolk County Water Authority employees have been doing door knocks, asking people not to water their lawns and instead to conserve.
If everyone's able to chip in, help preserve our resources, because if they run dry, then we're going to be in real trouble.
The Water Authority says the supply is low in certain communities. This man waters his flowers every other day.
I monitor them and try to do the best I can with the water, yeah. The excessive use of it.
Texts and emails have also gone out from the Water Authority asking people to conserve. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
New Yorkers get their first chance today to weigh in on a subway and bus fare hike. The MTA is proposing another raise in the base fare that's $3, up from the current $2.90. Monthly and weekly passes for the LIRR and Metro North would also go up about 4.5%. The first of three public hearings is tonight in Brooklyn. Another two are set for tomorrow. Hikes are slated for early next year, tied to the launch of the new tap-and-go system. And this comes just after the MTA board approved a multi-million dollar contract for phase two of the Second Avenue subway, which extends the Q train into East Harlem.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.